Reform Voices of Torah, Union for Reform Judaism, Shabbat, May 28, 2016, 20 ER, 5776, Parashat Bahar, Leviticus 25, 1 through 26, 2, Haftarah, Jeremiah 32, 6 through 27, Devar Torah, The Sound of Shofar, Leading Us to Revelation and Freedom, by Rabbi Elise Goldstein. In Leviticus 25, 8 through 10, we read, Count off 7 Sabbath years, 7 times 7 years, so that the 7 Sabbath years amount to a period of 49 years. Then have the trumpet sounded everywhere on the 10th day of the 7th month. On the Day of Atonement, sound the trumpet throughout your land. Consecrate the 50th year and proclaim liberty throughout the land to all its inhabitants. It shall be a jubilee for you. Each of you is to return to your family property and to your own clan. In this week's portion, the jubilee year is established, called Yovel. Our parasha explains how every 49 years, 7 weeks of 7 years, in the 7th month on Yom Kippur, the shofar of freedom is to be sounded throughout the land for all its inhabitants. This iconic verse to proclaim freedom throughout the land is inscribed on the Liberty Bell in Philadelphia. We know of the shofar that is sounded on Rosh Hashanah, when in the Unatana Tokef prayer, we remind ourselves that the great shofar will be sounded, and a still small voice will be heard. Angels will hasten, and a great trembling will happen. In our Reform liturgy, there are 3 sets of blasts, right after the Torah service, in the morning. Malchuyot, establishing God as ruler, Zichronot, hoping that God will remember, and the 3rd, Shofarot, the messianic hope that God will sound the great shofar to proclaim our freedom, as promised by the prophet Isaiah. This 3rd set of blasts refers back to the giving of the Torah at Sinai, where the sound of the shofar was heard amid great thunder and lightning. And then, once more during the holy days, as Yom Kippur is coming to a close, and we are all so tired and hungry, the sun begins to set. We shout, Shema Yisrael, and we blow the shofar and rejoice. This final shofar blowing on Yom Kippur is symbolic of the shofar blown to proclaim the Yovel, which is symbolic of the great shofar of freedom that will be sounded in the Messianic era. Thus, shofar, revelation, and freedom are all interconnected. There is no Torah without freedom. There is no freedom without Torah. And these 2 interwoven necessities are proclaimed by the 1 instrument which is present when we receive Torah and is present again when we let all slaves go free and return our property holdings to their original owners. And it will be present on the day when there is no need to any longer free the slaves, because all will be free forever. The parasha tells us that this 50th year is hallowed, using the same Hebrew root, kuf dalet shin, that we use for hallowing the Sabbath or the holidays. The year of freedom is a holy year, in which human beings are once again restored to their rightful place in the universe as valued, respected individuals, created in God's image, no person a slave to another. The year of freedom is a Sabbath of the soul for the whole society. We are commanded to see the whole year in special relationship to each other as humans. We have sanctified time before, through rituals we do or blessings we make, candles, wine, challah. But now, in Yovel, we sanctify time through the relationships we foster and fix by righting power imbalances and recalibrating our attachment to possessions. The Israelites are instructed to count those cycles of 7 carefully. Last week in Parashat Emor, we read the commandment to count 49 days of the Omer, 7 weeks of 7 days, leading to the festival of Shavuot on the 50th day. This week in Parashat Bahar, we are commanded to count 7 times again, 7 times 7 years. We read Parashat Bahar during these unique days of counting the Omer in the Jewish calendar. We see just how important the countdown to freedom is. Freedom is something you work toward. We read of ultimate societal freedom, the Yovel, as we count personal freedom, the Omer. Counting the Omer from Passover to Shavuot should connect the dots from physical freedom to spiritual freedom. The ultimate freedom in the Torah is to leave Egypt, bondage to other people, and arrive at Sinai, relationship with God. And the ultimate goal of that relationship with God is to form correct and just relationships with each other. The Torah demands that we do it in small ways. Then, in the 50th year, we do it large scale. Freedom in Judaism is not freedom from, it is freedom to. There is no freedom for one if there is no freedom for all. Thus, the Omer should help us count toward Yovel. Personal freedom obligates us to demand societal freedom for all. In Perkei Avot 6:2, Rabbi Yehoshua ben Levi quotes the verse in Exodus 32:16. The tablets, with the Ten Commandments, were the word of God, and the writing was the writing of God, engraved, charut, on the tablets. Says Rabbi Yehoshua, do not read charut, engraved, but cherut, freedom. For there is no free person except one who occupies themselves with the study of Torah, and that study leads to action. Thus, as Jews, we should be counting down to the day when the great shofar of freedom will be sounded for all, not just in the 50th year and not just from Pesach to Shavuot. And while we are waiting to hear that shofar blast, we should constantly be acting upon our obligation to make that day happen soon. Rabbi Elise Goldstein is the founding rabbi of City Shul, downtown Toronto's new Reform congregation. Before that, for 20 years, she was the director of Kollel, the Adult Center for Liberal Jewish Learning. She is the author, editor of 4 books on women and Judaism, published by Jewish Lights Publishing.